On this tape, Edna Johnson Butterfield reminisces about a wide variety of subjects. She recalls her mother's routine, prohibition, good dresses, and logging near Woodfell. She describes dances, the courtship with her husband, and her life after marriage.
Today, I told you on the phone that one of the reasons we got hung up and I didn't make it up here was we were talking to Glenn Gilder. And he mentioned a few things that he really wanted me to ask you about. Things that he didn't really know the stories about, but he thought that you might remember them pretty well. And one of them is, he remembered that there was a shooting over a poker game at Jack Connor's place. Do you ever remember that story?
No, I don't.
Okay. And then another one was there was a feud between the Duffs and the Wagners.
Oh, yes.
What was that?
Oh, just a neighborhood scrap between them. They were both old bachelors, and they just couldn't get along. I know my father used to pack stuff up to them.
They lived up...
in Hoodoo. And this Charlie Wagner, he was an old country German, and of course he was bound to have his own way, and so was the other fellow, and I think their big trouble was over a little land. I told you how they used to take up land, you know, and homestead it. Well, there was the trouble. And my father packed grub in Hoodoo to both of them.
So one of them, they thought that the other person was taking some of their land? They had a gunfight over that?
I don't know what they did. I don't remember that part, but I do know that my father said he had to be awful careful and not get their stuff mixed up or
What happened? Did they just stay there and keep fighting it out?
Well, they just but both eventually died. They stayed there, but they were elderly men when I knew them, and they died up there.
They probably really enjoyed fighting. And they. The other thing he mentioned was the Agnes Liner shooting.
No, I don't. Agnes Liner, you say?
Yes.
No, I don't remember that. Now, if my brother next older than me, was alive, he could tell you all them things, I expect. He was 3 years older than I was, but he had a great memory. And he could tell pretty near anything. And, but he's been gone now for 7 years.
Yeah. Were there any people that you remember from the past that were real characters?
Was what?
That were real characters? That... you know, that stand out in your memory as special?
I can't. I think this Lenhart can tell you as much about outstanding things as anyone that I just mentioned. And them other fellows was pretty much all old bachelors, only there was one fellow. His name was Richard Price. And he was up in Hoodoo. And he had his whole family up there. And they had six children. And finally, he didn't get them out to go to school, and I know that the county commissioners took it up and made him get them out of there where they could go to school. And the main thing that was, run for legislature and got elected, and his children weren't even in school. That was over. And if the neighbors thought that was something terrible, but you know, the outside county just elected him, so that was it. I'm sure Glenn Gilder could remember that if he'd. Would you like a cup of coffee?
Oh, no thanks. I just had lunch.
Oh.
I've been drinking too much coffee today.
Huh?
I've been drinking too much coffee today.
Oh.
Last time when I was here, one of your daughters mentioned to me about the routine that your mother had.
What?
The routine that your mother had for doing things on different days.
Yes.
Can you tell that to me again?
Well, on Saturday the house had to be all scrubbed and cleaned. And Monday was always her wash day. No matter what I was doing, we had to wash on Monday. And then Tuesday, we ironed. And then Wednesday, she generally she baked and went through the things that she had to do. And she called Thursday, it was her day to do what needed doing besides. And Friday was to sweep and clean the house again. And then Saturday, she always baked up something. They didn't do like now, I can't go to the store and get it. You had to have it baked ahead. Because you see, it was 30 miles to go to a store. And then on Sunday, my mother and my grandmother were two people that never worked on, they did absolutely what they had to on Sunday. And my grandmother had knit, she had knit an awful lot of lace and things like that. But Saturday night, her needles laid down. They weren't picked up again till Monday morning. She never knit a stitch. And if anything needed mending, unless it was absolutely necessary, that stayed there till Monday morning. People don't do that these days. But that was the way that they did.
Did you go to Sunday school at all?
Well, at one time, we had a Sunday school up there in our old school. And that was the most that I ever went to Sunday school because it was so far to go. But in our schoolhouse up there, it was a couple of years that they held the head Sunday school, and that was all that I can remember.
Did your, is there any way that you celebrated Sunday, especially in the family?
Yes, we always. My mother always tried to get the family together at Thanksgiving time, which I have held up so far, and I hope to be able to do it again this year. We have our family gathering on Thanksgiving Day, and it used to be that there wasn't so many of us, but the last 2 years I've had 45, and that's just our own family. There wasn't outsiders, and now I'm planning it again, if the good Lord says I can. And relatives come. I have some nephews at Pierce, and they come, and some from Spokane. We have a family get-together, and they all bring something, you know. And they come at noon and generally stay till after eating in the evening.
That must be pretty nice.
It is, being that it's a family. We consider that our family once a year. And of course, it seems pretty near every year there's somebody taken out of it. Oh, and you know, on that number.
And a few additions, maybe.
Yes, there's a few additions. Last year, this year we've had one new great-grandson. He'll be a year old. The 4th of December. And I was just trying to think, there's none of the immediate family so far been taken this year.
Did you, for any of the holidays like Easter or Christmas, would you go to church in town?
No. No, we never did that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you find a lot of them here that did. You might find some. I think now, I'm sure Mrs. Lenhart down here always goes to church on Sunday.
Do you think religion was more of a private?
If I?
Do you think religion was more private then? Or?
Well, people were more neighborly. People are not neighborly, not like they were in those days. People go back and forth and take the noon hour, well, they call it lunch now. They'd have their dinner. But no, nobody does that anymore. They would just get ready and go for dinner, and they'd give you whatever they'd had for that they'd planned for themselves. And you know, I think it was really nice. But that day has passed.
Did you and your brothers and sisters visit other, just go over to other families often?
Well, yes. Oh, we used to quite often. Of course, there's quite a difference in age. My oldest brother is 17 years, or was 17 years older than my youngest brother. So you see, the older ones have grown almost before the last ones come along. Of course, I've got nothing to say about that. There's 11 years between my first and last one.
Is there anything that stands out in your mind as important differences in the way children were raised when you were a kid and the way they're raised now?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, the children had to mind lots better than they do today. The parents made up, it seems the parents raised the children, and today the children are raising the parents. That was one thing that I could think about.
You'd never think of disobeying something that your parents told you to do? Or?
No, I don't think I do. My parents, they were both quite strict with us children, but they, you know, they weren't outstanding strict, but when they told us anything, we had to do it as children. And I think most of the children did those days.
Is there any reason that you believe that that there are more divorces now than there used to be?
More what?
Divorces.
Oh, I believe there's more divorces now than there used to be. The trouble is, I think there's just too many of these young marriages. And, of course, so many of them are married, and then baby comes along before time, and it don't always turn out. Yes, I know there's been some of them. I won't say several, but there's been some in our own community.
Do you think it's mainly that people get married sooner than they used to?
I think they get married too young. And then as they get a little older, they change their mind. And see somebody else that...
How did you meet your husband?
Well, his people were from Minnesota, and they came out here. Well, the truth was he got sick, and so he'd been working out, and his father and mother had been living around different places, and then they found out that this place here was for sale, and his father bought it, and they were here 2 years when him and I got married. He came up to my father's to buy a cow. His father and came up to my father's to buy a cow. Well, and 2 years after that, we were married. So that was where we got acquainted.
Did you used to do anything together before you got married? How did he court you? I mean, would he come over?
Well, with our team, the men had horses and buggies and take us. I know before I was married, my husband and I went clear to Pluse to a 4th of July celebration. And in the wintertime, if there was a dance in Princeton, we went clear from Woodfell up there, down to Princeton to the dance.
He'd come up and pick you up?
Yes. He'd come from here and come up there and pick me up. And then after that, sometimes we get home at 5 o'clock in the morning. I think it sounds kind of unbelievable to some of these others.
Oh, it sounds great. Would you just dance with him when you went with a dance?
No, the crowd always mixed after they got there. But I liked their mode of dancing at that time a whole lot better than they do now. I don't think much of their way of dancing nowadays. Do you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I mean, it's the way I was brought up, so.
With them kind of dance, the way they dance now?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't dance that way so much then.
Yeah.
And when we were young, I'd go to these dances. Sometimes the girls would take certain couples would take some things along to have at midnight for lunch. Not very often, but sometimes. And then to pay the musicians for it, they'd take up a collection. The men could put in a dime or a quarter or whatever they wanted to pay the musicians for their work. And now that wouldn't sound like much, would it? And I can remember that. Oh, my brother was awful good to take us girls before we was old enough to have boyfriends to things going on. And people would dance, and now when you'd go anywhere, they'd take the wraps off and throw them on the bed, and when you got ready to go home, you picked up your own wraps. No, those. And the schools, you know, those days, every year when school was out, they'd have a picnic, and the parents and children would go to the picnic the last day of school. And they don't have that anymore, and that was quite a thrill for the children looking forward to their last day of school picnic.
When you were young, were you told not to leave the house where the dance was being held?
Yes.
Why was that? Why were you?
Well, they weren't supposed to go alone. Two or three could go together to leave the hall if they want to, but a girl wasn't supposed to go out of the dance hall alone. They weren't, I don't say they weren't allowed to, but they weren't supposed to. Just like it is now, you don't know who you might run across out there. If you hadn't have to go out or something. And they didn't all have toilets to go to either, like they do now. At those days, there was no outside. Well, the toilets were all outside toilets. Do you remember that?
Well, yeah, I've lived in houses, you know, that have had outhouses.
And they're pretty near a thing of the past.
So if you wanted to go to the outhouse, you had to get someone to go with
you're
you.
You're supposed to get a girl to go with you. Well, of course, when it was that way, it was safer and better. Because you don't know who you might run into.
Did you go sleigh riding much in the winter?
Oh, yes, that's the only way we had of traveling. And I've still got my husband's bobsled that he used to have that we went in. And we had our horses. As I tell him, there's one thing that I want to keep, and one of the neighbors was here one day, and we had a fire out here not too far from the barn, and he says, I worked harder to save that barn, to save that old hack, because he says, that's really a relic. And that was one that my father-in-law bought when he first come here, and I've still got that. And that's a prize to my son, too. He thinks just as much. Of course, the son, I only have one son now, the other one died. And, we used to go on the bobsled, and wherever we went, and the women, they'd take blankets, and the women could sit down in the bottom of the sleigh and keep the children covered up and keep them warm. The first automobile that my husband owned was in 1917. Have you made many calls today?
No, just the aunts.
Yes, I know. They could both give you old-time stories.
Yeah.
You see, she used to... Mrs. Utt used to teach my brothers. And she might have taught my sisters, but she taught my brothers. I know she didn't teach me.
Yeah, she taught up in Woodfell for a couple of years.
Yes, that's where she taught. She taught up there. Oh, she must have taught my sisters, too. But I was out of school before she taught up there. Fact is, I guess I wasn't even living up there when she taught up there.
How did you and your husband get started after you got married?
He was the only boy they had, and his father wasn't able to farm and do things like that, and they brought me right here as a bride, and right here I've been ever since. We've built a different house, but aside from that, I've been right here in this one place ever since I was married in 1910. We built a house. This house, we built this house 23 years. And so I've been here ever since. Of course,
His mother and father lived with you?
Well, we lived with them at that time.
Yeah.
Yes, and we were all living together at the time our first three children were born. But my son I have here now, he's quite a little younger than the other children, and he was born after his Grandpa Butterfield died.
Did people... Were your children born with a midwife rather than a doctor around? Was a midwife around rather than a doctor when your children were born?
Oh, my mother never... Well, my two brothers were born in Michigan. Of course, she had doctors then. But she never had a midwife for this other four. And now these Cochrans, this Vina Turner, maybe she'll tell you, there was 10 of them born over there. Well, we own, they join us here. And they never had a doctor in the house at birth of any of them children. They were just midwives. And of course, my husband always had a doctor when ours was born, the last one, and the doctor didn't get there before the baby did. But he was on the way. The doctor was on the way when the baby came. So he took care of me afterwards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's... When you live that far away, you just couldn't make it sometimes.
I imagine some of the midwives were pretty good.
Oh, yes, they were. They were really... I don't think there was any... As far as I know, I don't think there was any... mothers that was lost through the midwives at that time. And as far as I know, there wasn't any of the babies lost either up in this country.
Your husband then, he took over his father's farm, mm-hmm. and farmed it.
Yeah, because, well, his father at the time, let's see, his father was born. Well, we took over the farm and to work at here in 1900, and we were married in 1910, and he went to work kind of took over his father's farm right then, and his father died in 1919.
How much land did your husband farm when he farmed here?
Well, we only had, at the time he was here, we was only farming 217 acres, but
was he farming that much in 1910?
Yeah. No, in 1910,
when
he
you
was
were
only
married.
Farming, they was farming 120 acres. And then after he died, my husband bought another 100 acres. And so that's all that we farmed up until, my son here went bought some land after that, and he's been he farms. I don't know. I won't say so much, but a lot. I know. I think he farms around 2,000 acres. Him and his boy.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Of course, during some of the season, they have to hire help, but and now his youngest boy has got three boys. Mm-hmm. No, I have one grandson now that works for the Bankers Cooperative in Spokane. He's been in here to see me this afternoon.
And how long a day would your husband put in working?
Well, not like they do now. He used to, when they worked with the horses, he thought 10 hours was a big day's work for with horses. And now it's about 15 hours a day with the machinery. And the men, I really think, to tell the truth, they shorten their own lives by just working that. It's much harder.
When would he be done by work? By... When would he quit in the fields?
When it got dark. Yes, when it, crop season and all that, he never quit. And his family's just the same. country. They'd go on. Well, the neighbors all around here do the same. They work from as long as they can see.
Did you ever help in the fields in any way?
Yes, I have. I've did lots of mowing and lots of raking and disking and but this is all with horses. I never did with machinery, but I did with horses. And I used to sow grass seed and I'd run away with the horses on a hay rake one time.
What happened?
Well, a horse got her foot over the tongue and she ran away, and I guess the only way I saved my life, I threw myself backwards off the hay rake. And they come on and run into the barn, but my oldest boy was here and he headed him off and didn't let him go on through the barn, or I don't know what all. But it didn't, it hurt me some, of course, but nothing serious. At your own home. Where is your home where you live now? Do you have any home out here?
Well, we just rent a place. Mm-hmm. We'd like to find an old place, you know, to buy.
Farming costs something nowadays to get started.
Yeah. Well, we don't particularly want a farm, but we would like to have, a house of our own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so many that has these trailer houses now. Mm-hmm. There's lots of them.
Yeah, I'd rather rent a little house than live in a trailer. But
yes.
Some of them are really nice, actually.
Yeah. But there's one thing with a trailer house. You can just sell it move out. You don't have to dispose of the property or anything.
Yeah. I don't want to think of that when I'm buying that place. Think of selling it right away.
But you just live in the trailer house?
No, we live in a house, but we just rent it. Are there any reasons that you think of that why families were so much closer when you were a child? Because it seems like they were.
Well, because, yes, I do think so. Because they had to travel. But they couldn't get in a car and just go anywhere. It was too far. They couldn't drive that way all the time. And they neighbored more that way, and now they don't neighbor. They just, each one gets in his car and goes for himself. That's the way it is nowadays.
What did your family do for, entertainment or just, when you'd be alone on a long winter evening?
Well, right now my eyes don't let me read, so I just spend the evening here alone unless some of them come in. And I have my daily paper. I get that every day, and that's pretty nice.
What did you do when you were a kid when you lived at Woodfell?
We just did what we. I don't know. People then, of course, they don't do it so much now. When they used to play cards and play games and things that way, and they don't do that much anymore. I'll tell you though that for all, work is easier than it used to be. It's more nerve-wracking than it used to. They're under more strain where they run more property and all, and there's more to it. Okay, now my son, he rents quite a lot of it. He rents quite a lot of ground. If you don't get it in, why, the other fellow's out just as well as you are. And my folks, from their main part when we were children and making a living, as we used to milk cows and sell our cream and butter and eggs. And that we don't do anymore.
Did you do that when you lived, once you were married? Did you?
Oh, I always helped milk from the time I was old enough before I was married. But as I helped my mother to milk, they used to milk eight or nine cows. And my father, as I told you, you know, he got wounded before he was married. And he could only milk, he could use his right arm some, but not for everything. And so we helped my mother milk. And then that's where they was making their money when getting it off them fellas up in hoodooing around was buy their milk and butter and eggs. And they'd buy it from, my father'd pack it to them and they'd pay him for it. And they had to do something to feed the family of children. Our children, and I'll tell you right now, I think there's a little more harder in one way of raising children now than there was then. The parents had something for the children to do to keep them at home. Well, now, why, there's nothing. They got no chores nor nothing, since there's no, they don't have to get in any wood or do any chores at night. It used to be all them things was put on to the children to do, and they don't do it now. They don't have to. But the way it reads now, let me go back to wood yet. But I still got my wood stove. I've still got it. I can have it put up in an hour's time and to heat up the house if I want it. And I'm going to keep it as long as I live.
Is that your old cook stove, or was it
the heater?
This
is a heater that I have. No, I haven't any cook stove anymore, but I have a heater. But I think I could find a, if it come to that, I one of my daughters has got two, but I could give one of hers if it come to that. No, I've been fortunate enough to have my children not too far from me in all these years of being alone.
Well, I wanted to ask you what you thought of Prohibition when Prohibition came. What did you think of Prohibition?
Well, I was glad when it was done away with that. I think Prohibition is the main thing. Men could go and use whatever they got hold of into liquor. And I don't think of the parents. Some of the parents always had what they needed for their children. They used their money for drinks.
Were there any cases like that that you know of, where people, where
well,
husbands
I'll tell you
were?
One case I knew of. There was, and I was old enough. I remember that. There was a family, and she raised turkeys. And she asked my father one time if he would take her turkeys to Palouse and sell them for her. And she says, bring me the money. But he didn't understand that she wanted the money brought direct to her. She says, bring me the money. So when she saw this, her husband saw him in Palouse, and he said something to him. My father handed him the money. And when my father come home, why, she said, Mr. Johnson, what'd you do with my turkey money? He says, well, I give it to Frank. He asked me for it, and I give it to him. That is her husband, and you know most anybody would. And she says, oh, my God, that's what I had for my children's clothes this winter. Now, I know that for one thing. And I was, I suppose, without a doubt, I was 9 or 10 years old at that time. But that's one time that Prohibition done away with some of that. But so far it happened that which I hope won't happen, and that my family never took to drink a lot. But now, to think of the price of things and what they have to pay for clothing and all for children, it must be terrible to have a family of children depending on you now. You know, with shoes and eatables, you know that yourself, from your own self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even with two of you, it amounts to quite a little.
Yeah.
Now, which do you like the best, the East or the West?
To live?
Mm-hmm.
I like the West better.
Well, I just wondered.
I haven't been home for 2 years now, and we're going to go back by bus this winter, and I'm looking forward to it, but...
Will you go by train or plane?
No, we'll take the bus.
You take?
Yeah. Because we'll have to do it the cheapest way we can find.
Well, I know travel is high.
Yeah.
But I never went by plane. I went to Colorado, I guess it's 3 years ago and back. But that's all I've ever rode on the plane. I suppose you've rode on the plane a lot.
Yeah. Do you remember... what kind of changes did bringing the railroad in from Potlatch through Harvard, what kind of changes did that have on the area?
The trains, you say.
Mm-hmm.
Why, they had the same trains as we have now.
Mm-hmm.
But they, when you see the train, when my folks come here, didn't come clear to Pluse, and then the train, the line was built into Pluse, and they come, and that's how they kept building on.
Mm-hmm. What effect did the track being laid from Palouse through Harvard, what effect did that have on the area here?
Well, it brought more people in here. That brought a lot more people on the west here. And from all over the country. And besides that, it brought you people more something to do, more employment. And then it was several years that they logged and hauled the logs and loaded them onto these cars to ship them out to wherever they wanted to ship them. I know one thing we used to look forward to every spring when I was a girl, as the logs going down the river. Them that was logged up above Woodfell there was drove. They dumped them in the river, and the men would guide them downstream. To where they wanted to. At first, they took them to Pluse, and then when they got the mill built at Potlatch, they took them to Potlatch, and then they'd load them out from there. And that's the way they did in them early days.
And was Big Meadow Creek much wider than it is now?
Oh, no, it wasn't near as, it just wasn't near as wide as it is now. No, Meadow Creek has widened in this last few years. Oh, that Carl Lancaster, I think he was born there at Harvard, if I'm not mistaken, up in that country.
I don't know. Where?
Because you said your husband had gotten contact with him, so.
Mm-hmm. Where did your children go to school from here?
Well, they went to the they had to walk just about a mile from here over to the schoolhouse for my children. And we had a teacher there, and children had to walk. That's about, but when I was a child going to school, my father gave them the land to build the schoolhouse on our property, so I only had to walk about a half mile to school. But, well, there was nobody else living above there. There was no reason. People kept leaving up there. And really, the people from up there that had that land at that time could have seen ahead and known what was coming. They'd have made a lot of money by staying right there. But they couldn't, you know, you can't see that far ahead. So then my children went to school here, over here in a little schoolhouse, and then after a few years later, they went and consolidated this school district in with the one at Harvard, and finally consolidated then at the Potlatch, and they got that school bus now that it goes every, picks them up in the morning and brings them home at night, same as it does now. The children had to walk a lot farther to get to school them days than they do now. But from three to the longest school year I ever put in, I think, was 5 months. We just we couldn't. Well, they didn't have money to do it, and the teachers at that time was getting. We're never getting more than about from $25 to $35 a month, and then they'd have to pay for their board out of that. Now you see how much some teachers was making them days, and I bet some of them teachers now would just couldn't hardly believe it. But that's what they paid them. And they were always glad to get the jobs because there wasn't the jobs to be had.
What do you think of in order to make a go of it in those days, do you think that, you know, if a family was just willing to work hard, that they could make it?
Well, yes, they had to work hard in order to make it, and they had to do with very little. Now, I know this to be a fact, that when I was a child, my mother had a green sateen dress, and she wore that for a good dress for 15 years. Now, what would they think these days? Now, myself, I like a good dress every once in a while. But when you got clothes them days, you had to take care of them.
Did you just have one good dress, too?
1 year at school, when I was at my folks' school, I had an outing flannel dress. I wore that every day during the school term. My mother'd wash it on Saturday and get it dried so I could have it again Monday morning to wear to school. And I wore that the whole school year. That's the only one I had to wear.
Is that how it was for most kids?
Well, it was with some. Some had a little better stuff, you know, had made a little more so they could, and some didn't have any better either.
That's something.
Yes, it would.
Mm-hmm.
It is to me when I look back. It really don't hardly look possible.
Had things changed a lot by the time you had children and were raising them here?
Then
when you were a child?
Oh, yes. They had changed considerable. They had changed a lot because by the time that my children were old enough to go to school, there was more better transportation to get them to school, and I know it was better, and I know by the time that my grandchildren got to going, why it was a whole lot better. And now my 13 great-grandchildren, why? I have 13 great-grandchildren. Yes, there's an awful difference.
When did the first, when did they start thrashing around here, getting thrashing machines in?
Well, I don't know. I don't think they started thrashing in here much before 1910. Not a great deal. There's a few that had little machines. And now we bought our first thrashing machine, my husband and, no, my youngest son and my son-in-law bought a little 4-foot combine. That was our first combine. And there wasn't hardly any of them in the country, but they got them because they couldn't do more than 4 or 5 acres a day.
When was that they got that combine?
They got that combine in, 1942. That was when they bought that combine. My oldest son had to go to the service, and I know they bought it that year that he went to the service. That's his picture there at the end with the military. And he put in 42 months in the service. And then mom had a heart attack several years later.
What did people think of the First World War when that started? Do you remember?
Well, I know the Second World War, what they thought, because I expected my husband to be taken. We had 3 little children. And the First World War, let me see.
You would have been married for about 8 years then.
At the Second World War?
The First World War.
The first one?
Yeah.
Well, I know that I didn't have any. Oh, yes, I did. I had some brothers that I was afraid would be taken at that time. But, I guess we all just considered that we hated to see it but didn't know what was coming. But the Second World War, I didn't have any. And my father-in-law was in the Civil War. And then the First World War, Well, my father-in-law would have been in the First World War, and in the Civil War, that was the first one, you might. And then, no, the First World War was that, wasn't the Civil War. The Civil War was before that.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have any in the, well, he was the only one that I had was in any of them wars, that one boy.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of them now, they, in World War II, of course, he had to go, and the other boy, they said he, and I don't, we never could understand it. He was a slender boy, and it looked as if it had been him that had taken, but it was the big, heavy one that was taken. We never could understand how they come to take the difference in the boys, but, well, of course, I guess, well, they were, yeah, a small, younger one, and smaller one, he had high blood pressure, and that put him out.
Mm.
And my brothers didn't happen to go. They came in between the two wars.
Mm.
And the grandsons now, they've, so far, they haven't any of them had to go. But I know some of them, there's three of them anyway, they took the exam, but didn't pass.
What did you do during the Depression here?
Well, just what we just got along, what we had could do on during that Depression. We had the used more home products. We had to be careful of our meat and our. And I know one time my husband and I were going to town and. My husband was talking to a, they stopped. They used to stop along the road and neighbor there. And he put his hand on his pocket and he says, there's what I got to do me. And he says, I got $20 in there. And he says, it's sewed tight. And, but aside from that, why? We had our own meat and eggs and stuff like that, and then we raised what little garden we could. At that time, it seemed as if the frost got the garden so bad we couldn't. The early garden didn't last us long.
Were you still able to market your crops, or did you have trouble selling them?
Yes, if you want to take what they give you. Trade one cow for three sacks of wheat. You had to do it, though, if you want something to eat. You had to feed your family. And now another thing they used to do, and it just sounds unreasonable, they used to haul hay from up there to at Woodfell to Palouse with a team and with horses and wagon, and sell it for $3 and $4 a ton. Now think of that.
Mm.
But they had to do it, they had to have something to eat for their families. And maybe that money'd have to last quite a while.
Was it that bad during the Depression of 30, in the 30s?
No. No, that was the earlier. Mm-hmm. No, the Depression of 33, that didn't seem to affect us here so much. We got where we could get, we had our own grain and garden stuff and all, and I don't think it didn't affect us like that 1893 Depression did. Because we had got more ways of doing things, and that the first one, I don't think the 1933 one affected us I don't think as much as the first other one did. But I 1933, my youngest girl, she was just a junior in high school then, and I made butter and sold to Milton Becker up there at Harvard. I don't know if you've gotten in contact with him or not. He could give you a lot of information. Mm-hmm. And I gave him $1 a week to get money for her transportation to high school. That lasted till she graduated in 34. Well, then by the time Kenneth got old enough, and they had the school bus going, and he rode free. But that's the way that they used to, when the parents got so they could have cars, and they'd have a child and take what they could ride. Now in the car that she rode in, I think there was 6 of them that put in the 4 years in that. But they got to go, they got through their high school just the same.
Did you make much butter when during that time?
Oh yes, 1 year my mother made a ton. She made 2,000 pounds there 1 year and sold.
Huh.
And of course, she always done the main part of the. She lost her health too when us children were kind of small. I think she played out, that is all. And she could do, we'd milk the cows, and she could made the butter though. But that 1 year she sold 1,000, a ton, she sold 2,000 pounds of butter.